Are you addicted to sugar and fat? If you want to be set free from unhealthy eating habits, don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland and his guests, Dr. Don and Kyle Colbert, as they share the steps to your breakthrough.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I tell you, God is so good. His grace is so wonderful. If I'd been God, I'd have killed you. You know, let's just face it. That's the reason I'm not God, neither are you, praise God. But He has just put up with us and then gave His own life for us when we didn't deserve a second of it, praise God. So, Father, we just give You praise and honor for Your wonderful grace. And we are determined to follow Your way, Your thoughts, Your life, because they are for our grace and benefit and the richness that You have provided for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Doc, amen. Welcome to this broadcast today. Kyle, it's good to see you here on this thing, man. I got some things I want to talk to you about here in a minute, about being raised like this and what it's like now that you're a young man that's now you have a family now, and now you're raising a little one.
I've got a little one.
And that little guy's got an advantage.
He does.
Even that you didn't have. See, my mother was a naturopath, but she didn't even get her degree until I was, I was about 13 years old when she finally finished up. And what she was doing then, trying to teach us how to eat and what was right. They called her every dirty name. I thought she'd lost her mind because my grandma said she did.
Well,
I loved all them pies and cakes. And when you start trying to turn a child around after he's 12, 13, 14 years old, it's a whole lot more difficult.
Doesn't happen. Mm-hmm.
Particularly if you're just trying to take a stick and knock him in the head over it, that don't work either. But we're one generation after another, we're finally learning some things here.
Amen.
Now, this is the one that hit me so hard. Back when I was first making that decision, most people have the idea, well, there's faith over here, and then there's food over here. Or there's the faith over here, and the doctor's over here. You better not be going to the doctor without faith. You don't need to be doing anything without believing God in the middle of what you're doing. Listen to what this says. He that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eats not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And I thought, ooh, I better get me another translation on that. That can't be right. So I got the Amplified translation, and it knocked my brains out when I read that one. It said, anything that does not come from, proceed from, and is not born of faith is sin. So I could actually be eating the right food with the wrong intention. If God's not in this thing, Satan will figure out some way to make a sin out of it. I mean, that's what he does. So now then, Doc, this empowers me to make this decision.
Amen. Now, what's interesting is the fruit of the Spirit we all know, but we don't read ever what comes right after it. And that's Galatians 5, verse 22 through 24. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit, you know, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, against which there is no law. We're not under the law. So again, temperance is the last fruit. But the next verse says, those who belong to Jesus Christ have nailed the passions and lusts of this sinful nature to the cross and crucified them there. Now, unfortunately, many Christians have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they don't want to hear this. But they have not nailed the passions and desires of this sinful nature, the craving for sugar, The craving for white bread, the craving for pasta, the craving for ice cream.
You're just going to have to deal with it. That's all there is to it.
We have to start teaching this scripture, and we have to apply faith to it. Because, again, we are simply temperance is making the right choices on a consistent basis.
If you get back to this one we read in Romans 14:23, that if I'm not willing to deal with this, I've already created a ground for sin, even if I'm eating all the right foods, and I guarantee you, if your flesh is still in command, it's going to get you in the ditch over on the other side of the road somewhere.
Amen. And that's what we find, is we find that so many Christians, literally, they think, hey, I can have the gift of temperance. It's not a gift. You can't pray for temperance. It comes from making the right choices.
Yeah, it does.
God's not going to give you temperance. You've got to make the right choices. I tell a lot of my patients, it starts, and most people that come to see me, the first thing they hear from me is, you're going to lay sugar on the altar for 3 months. And they look at me and say, I can't do that. I've never gone 3 months without having sugar. And I said, listen, if you want to get well, you're going to have to lay this on the altar. And you're going to have to crucify your flesh daily, and this one day at a time. Then once we crucify that flesh, you can sometimes, if you're able to control it, you can have a small amount occasionally, on occasion, just a small amount. See, and practice mindfulness, which is enjoying that first bite. And then some people have to lay it on the altar forever because they simply can't control it. And so, and the Lord's going to deal with people regarding that.
When that occurred, I told the Lord, and I was honest in it. This way it looked to me. I said, Lord, I know you delivered me from smoking. You delivered me from the drug of nicotine. I know that. Because I threw away more cigarettes than I smoked after I got saved, and I stopped the car because I was broke all the time. I'd go back and dig in the weeds out there trying to find them, and I'd think, I hope they don't nobody in my church see me out here doing it. And that kind of idiocy. But I'm struggling with this thing. And but then the Lord did. The Word separated me from it and delivered me from it. Well, here I am years later now dealing with this food business. And food addiction.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, you delivered me from nicotine. You delivered me from smoking. You delivered me from drinking. But how are you going to deliver me from food? I got to eat, and I'm stuck with this. I believe God, and I stand on it, and I think I've made the right decision here. And I said, but then I sit down to eat, and boy, here it comes.
Amen.
And so I'm back in this back and forth. Well, I'd been out there. I'd separated myself for a week praying over this and for the wisdom of God in it, because I realized then I didn't know enough. I didn't know what I was doing. And where are my Dr. Colbert books? Ha ha. Dr. Colbert was still in high school or something. back then. And so anyway, and the word of the Lord came to me in the middle of that, at the latter part of that week there that I'd been separated. He said, I didn't deliver you from breathing. I delivered you from breathing smoke.
Amen.
And then I saw it.
Praise God.
He said, I didn't deliver you from drinking. Mm-hmm. I delivered you from drinking alcohol, a substance. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to start with thinking you have to be delivered from food.
Amen.
I want to deliver you from sugar.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's the first and foremost.
I said, ah! Oh. And then I saw it.
Amen.
He singled out that dangerous part and zeroed me in on that.
Amen.
And then it was one step after another then, and I was shocked at how powerful it was. Well, that was in 1973.
Right.
So, and I've been free of sugar since. But now, I've had to watch the traps because Satan will try to trap you into stuff that you didn't know was there. And finally, he said, you know what? You're a hypocrite. I said, God, that's just a bit low now. But you said I am. I guess I am. What are you talking about? He said, you'd fire somebody for putting not just the wrong brand of oil in one of your cars or your airplane, for putting the wrong weight of oil in it. You wow. would fire them. Mm-hmm. I said, that's exactly right. If I told them not to do it, and they did it anyway. Yeah. He said, you put stuff in your body, you don't have any idea what it is. He said, you don't even read the labels on a can, much right. less care.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And he stuck me with it. Mm-hmm. Well, then I was damned if I eat, if I don't obey and do it by faith. Mm-hmm. So I started reading. I said, you mean I've been eating this?
Well, you needed an oil change back then.
Yeah, I didn't know what was in there. Well, when I became aware sure. of it and exercised, I had to do it over communion. I couldn't do it Praise. Just decide not to do
well,
it.
Well, you know, that gets us to the point. We have to first identify what needs to be laid on the altar. What
that
I tell
is
patients,
so big, isn't it?
You have to identify what the problem is. And in your case, sugar was a problem. Bad oils were a problem, like fried foods. That's probably one of the worst. Trans fats are the worst oil. Well, that should have no part in us, because when we eat trans fats or hydrogenated fats...
We never even heard of any of that.
But it's in most processed foods. It's in most pastries and things like that. But again, I talk about all that, and I can do this. But what we also have to identify are foods that are high glycemic. High glycemic simply means these foods that convert to sugar rapidly. They work just like sugar, mm-hmm. like white bread and white flour. But then what people don't understand, it is so easy.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but mm-hmm. the bread was the next thing.
Oh, wow.
He put them in that order. The sugar was right. first, and then the bread came almost instantly.
Sure. It's just like sugar.
Yeah, I was mm-hmm. still in the process over right. that sugar thing when he put me right into mm-hmm. the bread
Amen.
And had me put a piece of bread in my plate,
Amen.
Take communion over it, and speak to it and say, I have no need of you again forever.
Praise God.
And moved it away and put the communion elements between me and the bread and the sugar, and I'd have to go by the blood and the body of Jesus to get mm. to it.
Amen. Now, can I explain pretty
yeah.
much what you were doing there?
Please do.
Because that makes total sense, and that's how I pretty much outlined it in this program, that I teach the church how to do it. Because what we have to do is we have to lay certain foods on the altar. And I'm not taking away their Ezekiel bread. That's living bread.
That's not the bread we're talking
no,
about.
No, I'm talking about white bread that converts to sugar like
so,
that.
So we get away from just the general term bread and boil it down even more
right. then
to that processed mess that's not
right.
bread at all.
You see, what happens and what people don't realize is that these processed food companies, many are owned by the cigarette companies. Because after the class action lawsuit, many of the cigarette companies went out and bought processed food because it's just as addictive as cigarettes, pretty much. And so what they've done, they've hired the top chemist.
In some cases, it's cheaper to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's much cheaper. They've hired the top chemist, the top psychologist, the top marketers to create that food that so appeals to these five senses
that
you get
that
addicted
guy?
To it.
Where are
oh, they make that down. Potato chip. They make that potato oh. chip so irresistible that they can guarantee you cannot eat just one. You can't. You can't. Your five senses get so irresistible. Now, what happens, though?
Don't. No, you don't.
Now, what happens?
Without this, you
Without
can't
that,
do
you
it.
Can't. The flesh
you can't,
can't
do it.
You're no match because they've got the chemistry behind it, the psychology and the marketing behind it.
Like
now, what we do, though, realize it takes 3 days in order to overcome the will. Because the willpower is weak, but, you know, for these foods, they're so addictive. It takes those 3 days, and that's why willpower is not enough in the long run. We've got to make a commitment yeah. and a covenant. It takes 3 weeks to make a habit, but it takes 3 months to form a lifestyle. And so what we're doing wow. is literally we're tearing down these old mental mindsets. We're planting the Word of God in. We're resisting the foods that are killing us. And we start choosing living foods. I'm not taking away. A lot of people are out there saying, he's taking away all the foods that I love and all the foods that are good. We're putting in, we're retraining your taste buds. So many people are addicted to super sweetness that they forget how sweet fruit is. After 3 weeks, people start sensing and tasting the sweetness of fruit, which when I eat fruit, it's very sweet to me. But we are used to foods that are 200, 400 times sweeter than sugar.
When I came off that fast, the Lord said, now, don't, as long as you don't eat anything sweeter than the fruit.
That's right.
I said, help me with that, Lord. He said, you remember when you were a kid and how much you liked oranges? I said, yeah, I just really enjoyed oranges. He said, but you eat a piece of candy and then eat the orange is sour. Bing, I saw it. Mm-hmm. He said, don't ever eat the candy and the orange will satisfy you. Well, that was a principle.
Amen.
And there was a lot of other stuff that you had to develop a taste for, that when you first started eating them, they didn't taste good at all.
Amen. But you hit on a very important principle, that if people do not do this, they're destined for failure. And that's that commitment and covenant that you made.
Yeah.
And realize only about 2% of diets work long term, only about 2%. So in other words, when you try and do something on willpower, you have about a 98% chance of being unsuccessful. But if you make a commitment and a covenant with the Lord,
word power,
then you are literally going to be successful because the word is on your side and you're able to forgive yourself. If you ever slip up, you forgive yourself and you get back with the program.
Now, Kyle, tell me. Now, you were raised in a family that already had begun to learn these things before you were born, and as you were raised, it wasn't the old way and then suddenly the new way thrust on you after you're 10 or 12 years old. What was life like at the table, and how were you developed as a young kid growing up, and how did it affect you?
Well, I can tell you, I get the question asked to me all the time. People come up to me and they go, Kyle, what's your dad like? What's your pantry like? What's in your fridge? I tell them, since I was a little kid, it was a dinner table conversation. We always talked about the health of food. Dad always talked about certain oils that he preferred mom cook with, never fry things. So as a little kid, I watched my dad, through example, practice these principles. So,
and he told you why, didn't he?
Oh, all the time. Absolutely.
Instead of just, yes, boy, I didn't know.
Oh, no. I saw the health benefits in his body. He was always healthy. He always had tons of energy. And everyone would ask me, why does your dad have so much energy? He looks so young. And it was his lifestyle. He always ate organic foods. He always ate fruits and vegetables. He'd eat salmon. He'd eat really just a lot of living food as a kid. He always made it a priority to exercise. No matter, this man's the most busiest man you've ever met in your life. And yet at least 3 to 4 times a week, he makes it a priority after work to go work out and exercise for 1 hour. And I met one of your staff members earlier, and she said, Kyle, I just want to talk to you about my belly fat. She says, I don't have a lot of time. I work a lot, and then I go home and I cook for my kids and da-da-da. And I said, you need you time. You need to make sure that you can set aside at least 1 hour, 2 to 3 times a day, where that's your,
a week,
to go and exercise and ensure that your body, your temple, Amen. Is taken care of. Because a lot of Christians take care of their spiritual temple, but they don't take care of their body.
Amen.
And they don't take care of that temple. So I thought that was really important. But just watching my dad grow up, now that I'm a man and I'm an adult,
You're training other
and
people.
He's teaching his children.
I'm teaching my children.
His
yeah.
baby doesn't eat that junk food. He doesn't eat them French fries. He doesn't eat that cake and ice cream and things like that. Mm-hmm. He's teaching them from an early age because realize Jesus, in Isaiah 7:14, he learned by eating the honey and eating the yogurt to avoid the evil and choose the good. And if we can teach our children to choose living foods, to avoid the sugars, to avoid the highly processed foods and high glycemic foods and the bad oil. See, a lot of these French fries and a lot of these chicken nuggets are cooked in this terrible oil that's inflammatory. That's the root of so many diseases. And when we teach our children young, then they don't have these diseases. We don't have all these diseases now. We don't see that. We don't have to give them all these antibiotics and all these medicines. You breastfeed the children when they're born. When you breastfeed those babies, oh my goodness, those babies get that colostrum. It charges that immune system. And also it puts in those good, you get the good bacteria in the GI tract of these babies. They don't get they don't get allergies. They don't get ear infections. And then you give them the vitamin D. Vitamin D is the most important vitamin. It comes from sunshine. Little babies can get it, but you don't want to give them too much sunshine. Too much sunshine is hard on little babies. But you can give a little extra vitamin D to these babies, That keep and they don't get
and
the
mama
ear infection.
Needs to make sure she's getting.
Mama needs to be on vitamin D when she's pregnant. Mama needs to be on these fish oils, especially the DHA mm-hmm. fish oil, which helps that baby's brain.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, there's something I want to get into, and I want to introduce it here because we need to talk about this specifically. If the Lord leads, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Our first great-grandchild was born on the 8th of May, 2010.
Praise God.
I knew this was going on, but then it came down to be personal when it came to him and talking to Jeremy and Sarah and about him and all of these shots and all this stuff that they wanted to put in his mm-hmm. body mm-hmm. and him this big, just you know, and
newborn, just a newborn,
and I got wow. I got to looking into that, and it was, and some of it is criminal. Now, I'm harder on them than you are, because you got to live with them, but I don't. You're not putting hepatitis, what is it, hepatitis B, in an infant?
And
that's crazy,
a.
man. That is a shot for sexually transmitted disease. What? In a baby? Come on now. You stirred up the fight inside of me when you come at my child or my grandchild or great-grandchild with this stuff.
Right.
This whole list of stuff that we need to get, as parents, we need to be a whole lot more serious Amen. About this in being aware of what is good and what isn't, and you don't take the word of the guy that's trying to give mm-hmm. the shot about what's good and what isn't. Mm-hmm. You better go read the can or read the thing, find out what's going on there and get the information, because I'm telling you, it is very dangerous, the things that are happening around us all mm-hmm. the time.
Well, what's interesting is realize between birth and about 5 or 6 years of age, the child receives about 38 shots of 15 different vaccines. 15 different vaccines. Now, listen to what's happened since 1985. In 1985, only about 2 per 10,000 kids had autism.
2 for 10,000?
2 for 10 is rare. And they said up to 4 or 5 had autistic spectrum disorder, about 4 or 5 per 10,000 back then in 85. 25 years later, bring it up to now, 2010, 1 in about 100. Have autism or autistic spectrum disorder. Now, it's interesting. I've had so many patients come in and bring their children in, and they say, you know what? The day or the week after I had that immunization, especially the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, my child stopped talking. My child stopped giving me eye contact. The child literally he was not alert. He was not coherent. He quit speaking. He quit being, you know, the child I had. He said, my child regressed. Couldn't. And literally, he stayed that way. And so what is happening is, again, we are giving these children immunizations, too many immunizations. And these immunizations have fillers that are many times toxic. They can cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm. And now they've taken thimerosal, which is approximately 50% mercury, out of most of the vaccines. Not all of them, but most of them. But then they still have aluminum compounds in there that can hurt the brain. They have phenolic-type compounds.
That's almost too bad.
They have monkey diploid cells in there that are toxic.
We're out of time. Listen,
okay.
We got to get it. We have to deal with this.
Sure.
Father, we thank you for deliverance for our families and our children. We'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, April 8th and 9th in the Westin Charlotte Hotel. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, celebrating 35 years in Canada. May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. God's got a great life for you, starting with getting and then staying in shape. It doesn't have to be difficult. With just a little time, you can be on your way to health and fitness for life. Take charge of your health and get lasting results with the Health and Fitness Package, which combines two books and a downloadable exercise video. I Can Do This Diet by Dr. Colbert puts the power of your brain and body chemistry to work to help you lose weight and keep it off. It's full of new medical breakthroughs and practical tips. Get Fit and Live by Dr. Colbert and his son Kyle Colbert takes the guesswork out of exercise and helps you understand how much and what kind of exercise you need to reach your goals, get healthy, and be fit for life. They'll show you how to lose weight quickly and easily using just 7 exercises for 7 minutes a day. It's all part of a health and fitness package that gets you started on the journey to living well and enjoying life. Order the Health and Fitness Package today at a special 40% savings for just $25. This new package includes 2 powerful books by Dr. Don Colbert, Get Fit and Live, and I Can Do This Diet. For product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
This new book that you and Kyle have just done. You did the training.
I did. I'm a certified,
part of this.
Correct.
Sure
I'm a certified
did.
Personal trainer. So my dad and I, we put together an exercise program designed for 7 minutes, 7 exercises, so you can get out the door real quick, get to work.
Along with rebounding.
That's great. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about it earlier today. One of the healthiest things you can possibly do is bounce, and children are born with an inner desire to jump and bounce. That's the reason they're calling bouncing baby boys and bouncing baby girls. And the first thing parents do, quit that jumping up and down. Quit that. Get off of that bed. He's over there doing this. And all the time, he's building his immune system. Yeah. He don't know it. He does.
It's one of the healthiest exercises you can do for your immune
system.
And
here I find out about it after I'm over 70 years old. You know?
Now you're jumping
and
on your bed.
I'm jumping up and down. At least I don't do it on the bed. I got a little rebounder where I can go up and down. But
praise God.
Before the week's up, we need to talk about that bouncing thing. Because, man, that's just one of the most powerful things known to man. And God put it in little children. The point is, you can start developing them in that because they like it. It's not, they're not saying, oh, I have to exercise. I got to bounce. No, he wants to bounce. That's what he's born to do.
He'll bounce for hours on the trampoline. It's amazing.
Man, it's amazing. Get these things. Get on the internet and get these things. And remember this, that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org.